Inside Story, weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Post game brought to you by H&R Block. Tax solutions to fit your needs. Our final score tonight, Yorktown 66. Shelbyville, nothing. Let's go into our game summary. Brought to you by Petty Acres with Hoosier Realtors. Here for life's big moves. Yorktown on the board, 10:41 mark first quarter. Neal, 34-yard run. 7-0 Tigers. They would make it 13-0 on a 27-yard run by Neal with 6:48 to go in the first. Just over 3 minutes to go first quarter. Neal finds Hall, 47-yard pass. Catch and run, 20-0 in favor of the Tigers. Yorktown again on the board, a minute 50 left to go in the first. Neal, 26-yard run to make it 27-0. 8:09 to go in the half. Neal finds McCowan from 29 yards out. That made it 33-0 Tigers, and it was 40-0 at halftime when Hill caught a 12-yard pass from Neal there just before halftime. On to the third, it opened up with a Hill 95-yard kickoff return for touchdown, 46-0. It goes to 52-0 when McCowan caught a 10-yard pass. That happened with 9:42 left to go in the third. 59-0 Yorktown, 3:15 left to go in the third. Neal finds Moore on a 10-yard play, and then Zach Carter capped the scoring, 8:47 to go in the fourth, and our final again tonight, 66-0 in favor of Yorktown. Offensive numbers, it was a terrific night for Reed Neal. Neal on the evening passes for 281 yards. He'll rush on the night for 168, a combined 400 yards of offense for the junior quarterback tonight.
Defensively, really just a look at the overall numbers for both teams. Shelbyville, 34 tackles total tonight. Isaiah Holton at the half led with five. He stays right around that number. He has six total for the game. For Yorktown, 33 total tackles and a plethora of guys with at least three or four tackles each. Really impressed with J.J. Evans, Aaron Willis, Devin Thompson. A lot of players stand out defensively tonight. Mason Graham, number 53, big plays tonight for Yorktown defensively. Interception early by Cameron Spangler was the lone turnover for Yorktown defensively tonight.
Take a break on the postgame brought to you by H&R Block. Still to come, our Edward Jones player of the game. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
Have you heard about Cagney's Giant Deal? Go to giant.fm and print off the two-topping large pizza for only $9.99. And after you print off the coupon, bring it to Cagney's Pizza King, 33 East Broadway in Shelbyville, for a large two-topping pizza. And it only cost you $9.99. That is definitely a giant deal. For lunch, for dinner, before or after the game, for pizza, Mexican, or even Italian food, Cagney's is the place to go. Have you heard about Cagney's Giant Deal? Go to giant.fm and print off the two-topping large pizza for only $9.99. And after you print off the coupon, bring it to Cagney's Pizza King, 33 East Broadway in Shelbyville, for a large two-topping pizza. And it only cost you $9.99. That is definitely a giant deal. For lunch, for dinner, before or after the game, for pizza, Mexican, or even Italian food, Cagney's is the place to go.
Heritage. Postgame brought to you by H&R Block. Our final, 66-0. Yorktown knocks off the Golden Bears. We're joined in the press box by the head coach of the Bears, Mike Clevenger. The scoreboard can kind of take the air out of you, but talk about the emotional investment of seeing a couple of guys have to leave the field the way they did tonight.
Well, that's definitely something that you don't want to have to go through as a coach, as a parent, as a teammate, anything. You know, the good news is that both the Mason and Jet were responsive, you know, all movement and all extremities, just more of a precaution kind of thing. But it definitely, you know, the scoreboard took the wind out of it, and that just deflated it completely. You know, obviously, Yorktown's a good football team, and, you know, they're a better team tonight in all three facets of the game. But the only reason why, you know, anything is upset with me, or any reason why I'm upset, is just because these kids deserve better than, you know, what happened to them. But, you know, that's just one of those things that, you know, you're not going to be able to coach them to do. You're not going to be able to teach them to do, is to watch two of their teammates get carted off the field and still be asked to go out there and play when the score is 44-0.
What can you share with us about what you said to them before coming up here?
Before coming, you know, I said, you know, this isn't going to define us. You know, we're not this team. We're not going to give in. And I mean, you saw it. We put young kids in there at the end just to be sure that, you know, we got out here safe or as healthy as we can be, as the Golden Bears are right now. And we were driving down the field with young kids. Skylar Pickett shows that he's going to be a great running back one day. And, you know, it's something to be excited about. You know, we get to wake up tomorrow morning. The sun's going to come out probably as advertised. And, you know, we're going to get better as a coaching staff. We're going to get better as position groups. And we're going to get better as a team. We still got 3 more weeks in the regular season. And then we get to start the real season at the middle of October.
Anything more you could ask of Matt Merritt than you did tonight?
No, Matt did a phenomenal job. The only thing I would ask is that he would have put that wildcat pass on a laser to Jet Coles, I think, instead of lobbing it up there.
That's a good point.
We worked on that all week. It was a laser to Jet and a lob to Riley. But no, Matt's done a great job. I hope he is over 100.
He was.
Rushing the ball. You know, he did a great job. The fourth down before when we got off the field, we ran the exact same play that he had his big run on. He just, you know, he misunderstood what the play call was. And so we coached him up on the sidelines and it parted like the Red Sea. You know, hopefully he can get that extra gear going so he can get in the end zone just for, you know, himself and for his teammates and for this everything, because we're going to keep fighting and we're going to stay after it.
When you're a coach, sometimes there's a little of a psych job that you need to do with your players, whether it's to temper them down because they're feeling good about themselves or to pump them up when maybe there are nights like this. You've got a night like this, and you know what's coming to your place next week as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's something, you know, maybe it's a mentality we got to work more on. You know, obviously New Palestine is a great football team. Coach Ralph's a phenomenal coach. But, you know, we got to start, you know, ingraining in our kids and ingraining in our community that, you know, we're going to respect everybody that we play. But by no means should we fear anybody. They put their pants on the same way that we do. We're going to go out there and we're going to fight them for 48 minutes, regardless of what the outcome is. And, you know, we're going to take it from there. You know, it's going to be one of those weeks where we're going to have to shuffle people around again, unfortunately. But, you know, we get the great chance to go out there and play the best game in the world in football, and we get to represent our community, represent our parents, everybody that, you know, supports us. So it's going to be a great week to be a Golden Bear.
Safe trip home. Give Mason and Jed our best, please.
I will. Thank you. Thank you very
much. Mike Clevenger with us. We'll take a final timeout. Edward Jones, player of the game, coming up on Giant FM Sports.
You know, I like the...
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Final time, Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker. Our final score, 66-0. Yorktown picks up its first conference victory of the year, snaps a 3-game losing streak on the season and a 3-game losing streak in this series to the Shelbyville Golden Bears, who now lead at 13-7, 20 games all time between the schools. Check some other scores from around the area. Surprise of the night, Mount Vernon.
Yeah. Surprise of the night, Mount Vernon on the scoreboard, down 14-7 in the third, come back, rally, and improve to 3-3 on the season, 28-14 winners over Pendleton Heights on the road. So a big conference win gets them to 2-2 in the conference, drops Pendleton Heights to 2-2. Delta, big win on the road, improving to 5-1, 4-0 in the conference. 49-14 win tonight over Newcastle, dropping Newcastle to 4-2. And 2-2 in the conference. New Palestine, well, we hit on it at halftime, and they just added another touchdown in the second half, defeating Greenfield tonight 76-0. New Pal now 6-0 and 4-0 in the conference. Triton Central with a big win tonight, 49-22 over Ritter. The Tigers, number 2 in 2A, moved to 6-0, and Ritter drops to 2-4 on the year. Beach Grove beating Monrovia tonight. Beach Grove improves to 5-1, dropping Monrovia to 4-2 on the season. Cecina, 50-7 winners tonight over Lutheran. Number 5 in 2A, Cecina improving to 5-1.
Hosting,
and they will host the Tigers next week. That'll be a big game in that conference and a potential sectional matchup to see who gets out of there. Whiteland, big win tonight down at Martinsville, 40-21. The Warriors improved to 5-1 on the season, 3-1 in conference, dropping Martinsville, who had climbed to number 2 in 5A, drops them to 5-1 and 3-1 in the Mid-State Conference.
As if we needed more separation between New Pal and the rest of the class.
Chittard holds off Garen Catholic 21-13. Number 2 in 3A, Chittard improves to 6-0. And it was Brebeuf tonight, big over Roncalli, 44-12. Brebeuf improves to 4-2, drops Roncalli to 1-5, and 0-2 in the Circle City Conference. Couple other scores of note: Franklin County up defeating Greensburg 38-35, and in three overtimes tonight, it's Carmel 41, North Central 40.
Edward Jones, player of the game. Edward Jones making sense of investing. We haven't even talked about it.
Yeah.
Matt Merritt, 140 yards rushing.
Well, you know, we talked in the pregame. We knew Matt Merritt was going to be called upon tonight to do almost everything, and he was. And you know, it got to the point where they were just snapping it to Matt and just hoping for the best. And I thought he delivered tonight as much as he could. Yorktown defensively was ready for that, and they stopped it as much as they could, and Matt did what he could against the defense that pretty much knew what we all knew, that Matt Merritt was going to get the ball and get the ball a lot.
We talk about sometimes if you're a good coach, whether or not you can X and O. Can you game strategize for an opponent? This kind of thing
yeah.
may define how good a coach you are.
Yeah, and I mean, if you don't have the horses, it really doesn't matter sometimes. And
sitting here, we can't identify how. I don't mean how ready they are to
right.
play a game X's and O's. I mean how much guts you have to walk into New Palestine next
yeah.
week. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine trying to measure that right now.
No, I mean the New Palestine game. You've got it circled on the calendar all year. You know it's coming, and it's just at a really, really bad time for this Bears team. Injuries are piling up at key positions. Key guys that the Bears count on have gone down, and who knows what their availability will be next week. And it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Next week, Shelbyville welcomes New Pal. Coverage begins at 6:30. Our final score tonight, 66-0, Yorktown over the Golden Bears.